Alrighty, hello everybody. This is like a really off-the-cuff video. I was just watching a video by Rehab Room. Actually, really a lot of views on this video. 70k, that's a lot of views. I need to up my game. No, but I was watching this video by Rehab Room just like an hour ago. I just wanted to talk about this guy, this Never Give Up guy, because I was actually thinking of doing a video about this because, you know, it occasionally, to this very day, this video still occasionally just pops up, like, recommended to me. So, a few years ago now, most of you have probably seen this video. A few years ago now, I saw it. It had about maybe a million, million and a half views when I saw it. It had already gone viral, at least sort of in like an Our Neck of the Woods kind of thing on YouTube. And then, you know, it just continued to rack up views. And at the time, I just put it down to like luck of the algorithm, you know, like I just thought, oh, you know, whatever. Videos go viral for no reason. It is what it is kind of thing. But the thing that struck me, the thing that was odd, is the video just kept going viral. Like it wasn't just a viral video. It was like, you know, it wasn't like YouTube had a virus. It was like YouTube had a syndrome where it never, you know, they're never free of it. It's just like YouTube just seems to live with this video that gets millions and millions of views every year consistently. Like, I know how viral videos work. I've had viral videos on other channels. I know how they work, and they don't work like this. Okay, they either go viral, you know, the weeks or so they're posted and then gradually drop off, or they pop up in everyone's recommended feed, you know, months or years after they get posted, but only for a period of time, and then they drop back off again. But this one just stayed in the algorithm forever. Now, the video itself is, it's a good video, but I would describe it as unremarkable. It's a sub-5 male talking about his experiences as a sub-5 male, and he goes into detail, does a little story time, and that's the video. You know, it deserved to get views, maybe 100,000, 200,000, but, you know, it's always struck me as odd that it went so viral for so long. Now, there have been people on YouTube since time immemorial. I'm still subscribed to people who do this, right? They have maybe 1,000 subscribers, 10,000 subscribers, but, you know, they'll have a video that gets demonetized or something, you know, age-restricted, and they're like, oh, you know, some SJW who works at YouTube must have seen my video and they took it down or they demonetized it. It's like they have main character syndrome and they think, you know, there is a channel right now that I'm subscribed to. The guy has like 8,500 subscribers. He averages about 500 views per video. And he still talks about Susan Wojcicki. He doesn't even realize that she's no longer with us. He's like, oh, you know, Susan Wojcicki must have seen my video and she's offended by it. You know, I put MGTOW in the description, so she must have seen that and been so offended. That's why the video got demonetized, you know. Oh, man. But, you know, I've always rolled my eyes at people who believe that, you know, people at YouTube are messing with their videos. But I actually had this inkling that this video going viral was not organic. I was like, I feel like somebody who works at YouTube must have just been sitting in the office one night, saw it, and then just like put it into the river. Like they put it in some special category that guaranteed it to go viral, and it's never been taken out of that algorithm. Anyway, I was just about to let it go, right? I was just about to be like, oh, whatever, you know, it probably just went viral and that's that. Anyway, this guy, Never Give Up, he posts a video about his relationship. For those of you who don't know the lore of this channel, he eventually found a wife that he met in the comments section of his video, which to me, that's at the very least a red pill, if not a black pill about status, but that's a different topic. Anyway, he met a woman and they got married and now they're expecting a baby. Very, very cute. But something happened on this video, right? My boy, Never Give Up, got a comment from YouTube, like the official main channel of YouTube, 42 million subscribers after this video. You can go check it out for yourself if you don't believe me. He got a comment from YouTube. Who gets a comment from YouTube? Well, apparently him. And as soon as I saw this, I was like, oh, So there is somebody at YouTube behind the curtain. I mean, I suppose it's technically possible that the video went viral and then caught the attention of YouTube. But how many videos have gone viral that YouTube have not personally commented on? No, it was never an organic video. The whole channel has never been organic. All right, I believe that his initial video was, you know, organic. I believe that he made that video with the intention of speaking from the heart. But I mean, it was discovered by someone at YouTube. They did put it into a special category. That's why it's never dropped out of the algorithm, because no one's gone and removed it. Now, I'm not going to steal content from Rehab Room, so you can go watch the Rehab Room when you're done with this video if you haven't seen it. But essentially, the video that Rehab Room was talking about, the Rehab was doing a reaction to the comment section of this video right here, where the Never Give Up channel, he leans more heavily into, I don't know what you'd call it, manosphere rhetoric about how the world is against men kind of thing. And, you know, the comment section was brutal. Like, they were just lambasting him because, you look, I sometimes agree with Rehab Room, sometimes I don't, but I agree with his analysis, broadly speaking, on that video he made. You know, the people in the comment section don't care about what Never Give Up has to say intrinsically. They want him to confirm their pre-existing biases, right? And I suppose you could say that's most channels on YouTube that, you know, give their opinions. The people who subscribe to them do so because that person has a particular ideological bend to their channel. But, you know, it was just interesting how they reacted so aggressively, like saying, like, and again, I don't want to steal Rehab's content, but it was like comments like, I hope your wife leaves you, and just really mean-spirited stuff that proves that, you know, the people who sub to that channel don't really care about him. And you know what? He should give up, all right? He should give up, but not on himself, okay? He should never give up on himself. He should give up trying to convince those blue-pilled normies that subscribe to that channel reality. He should just, you know what? If they dislike him that much, like, if that whole time they were just pretending to like him, but, you know, deep down, the biases they had, and you could say arguably because he is sub 5, you know, I'm not one of these people who's out there being like, oh, the world just has, you know, the world has all this contempt for sub 5 men. I'm not like that at all. But, you know, I do believe that, you know, if people see a guy who's like a 3 out of 10 dating a girl who's a 7 out of 10, they don't intrinsically have a problem with this, but, you know, if that guy ever, you know, disrespects that girl in public or something, the people, the normies, will approach that girl and say, girl, you can do so much better than him. I mean, look at him, right? You know, we saw the way he mistreated you. Like, he's got no right to treat you like that, looking the way he does. Like, there's a kind of subtle contempt that will manifest itself if you cross the normies. And that's what happened by posting that video about men. The normies saw it, and they were like, you know what, we're going to put you down to your rightful place, because deep down, there is that contempt for the fact that he ascended. They're just not even aware that they have that contempt. So my conclusion to this very hastily put together video, which I decided I was going to record like half an hour ago, is this guy, Never Give Up, should realize that these people that are subscribed to him, they're not OGs, okay? They don't really care about you, your happiness, okay? They have a lot of contempt for you. Like, deep down, these people aren't your friends, okay? And you saw how they reacted to you when you gave an opinion that was like one iota out of line. They didn't just disagree. They didn't just say like, oh, I don't like the direction you're going. They totally just put you down in the worst possible way. So the question, of course, again, becomes, what do you do? And the way I see it, he's really got two options, okay? The first option is just to go on your channel, give your real opinions, and that's that. But there's a more intriguing option, okay? There's a more Machiavellian option, which I would recommend. If the people who are subscribed to this channel don't like you and they resent you and they secretly want to see your downfall, why not make money off of those people? Why not give them what they want, okay? Give them blue pills. You know the expression, laughing all the way to the bank? You know, you should laugh all the way to the bank, never give up, okay? Post videos with your wife in the thumbnail and, you know, give the audience what they want. Give these people who despise you what they want and start selling t-shirts that say never give up, all right? Sell a hat. Go for it, okay? Take advantage of them because they're not your friends, bro. They don't like you. They're not your real subscribers, you know? You shouldn't take advantage of your genuine subscribers, but those people aren't, all right? I don't think he's going to take my advice. I don't think he's even going to see this video, but that would be my advice. Anyway, sorry to piggyback off of Rehab Room's video. I didn't mean to, like, you know, poach his subject or anything. It's just I've been wanting to talk about this for ages, but I was like, you know, I'll get round to it when I get round to it. And now's the time to bring it up. So thanks for listening. Bye-bye.